same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
I can't talk about it. I think we'd make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream. Now I won't realize, 'cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking. I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
Knock down any wall, but I know, and I need, and I. From there, I Am an Elastic Firecracker. That's a Tripping Daisy here on the Viva La Mock radio program with I Got a Girl. I think that song actually peaked at number 95 on the Billboard charts back in 95. Hey, before that, I was speaking of the 90s from 96. Yeah, 25 years ago, the first single off of Weezer's second album, Pinkerton, with El Scorcho. Then I went back to the 80s because, you know what, I do that a lot. 1980 is the year that Talking Heads released Remain in Light, their fourth studio album. Pulled Once in a Lifetime off that for you. And then from 1983, Athens, Georgia's own Pylon from Chomp with Yo-Yo. Hey, speaking of 80s and 90s, I do want to remind you that I, the Mockster, hang out down at Arsenal Lanes on Thursday nights for 80s, 90s night. I play the best and worst of 80s and 90s music while people bowl. Been doing it for years and years and years. And I'm doing it again. Still. Hey, do you want to hear some excellent music scrambled up every Tuesday night at 9 p.m.? You can tune in and listen to Scrambled Eggs with DJ Over Easy right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Also want to remind you, I got an email last week. I'm reminding you of an email you have no clue about. So I want to remind you I got an email last week. That's what I'm reminding you of. But what was the content of that email? It came from my friends over at Get Hip Records. And they said, hey, Mockster, I want to let you know there is a show coming to town that should be on your calendar and every one of your listeners' calendars. And I'm like, well, what is it? And they're like, well, it's Josie Cotton. And I was like, whoa, mind blown. And it's true, Josie Cotton is coming to town. She is playing the Government Center on the north side on Tuesday, October 12th. And it sounds like it's going to be a great show, doesn't it? So I've marked my calendar. Now I'm just requesting. All you have to do is mark your calendars. I'm not telling you anything more than that. Just mark your calendar. Write Josie Cotton, October 12th, Government Center, north side. As a reminder, that's why I'm asking you to do that. So then I thought, you know what? I should play some Josie Cotton. In fact, I'll play a whole set of music that's kind of, when I think of some of the great songs that Josie's put out, I think of these other songs, too. This is how my brain works. So let's go to a song that she recorded specifically for a movie she was in back in 1983. We are talking about Valley Girl. Later came out on her 1984 album, but... No, school is in. It's Josie Cotton here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Yeah! You know what? The Cinderella ride? I mean, definitely an E-ticket. Crowd was cheering. Everyone was stoked. I mean, it was like the whole school was totally coked or something. The band was playing Evergreen. And all of a sudden, somebody screamed. Look out! The homecoming queen's got a gun! Everybody run. The homecoming queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun. Debbie's smiling and waving her gun, picking off cheerleaders one by one. Oh, Buffy's pom-pom just flew to bits. Oh, no, Mitzi's head just did the splits. God, my best friend's on a shooting spree. Stop it, Debbie, you're embarrassing me. How could you do what you just did? Are you having a really bad period?
Title track from their 1986 album, Stop Pretending. That's the Pandoras here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Pandoras, some Go-Go's from 1981 from their debut album, Beauty and the Beat, with How Much More. Then I went to a 1983 B-side. It was actually a B-side for a single called I Like 'Em Big and Stupid by Julie Brown with the Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Now, I'll tell you, about 20 years ago after Columbine, Julie Brown actually came out and said, I'm not really comfortable performing that song anymore, even though the circumstances were quite different than the real life events that happened at Columbine, and it was to be a comedy. In fact, it was an ode, kind of a tribute to those teen tragedy songs as sung by a Valley Girl of the time. And speaking of Valley Girls of the time, from the movie Valley Girl, Josie Cotton with School Is In. Josie Cotton will be in Pittsburgh. Yeah, on Tuesday, October 12th at the Government Center. So I wanted to play some Josie Cotton for you. And while I'm thinking of, like, kind of this, let's say, this style of music, it only makes me think of Jay Thurber and his little program called Radio 9. What is it? It's a show that happens right here in WRCT each and every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3 p.m. He plays a bunch of oldies. He'll play a bunch of newies. There'll be a bunch of snark in there. It's only done as Jay Thurber can do it, and that's called Really, Really Well. It's each and every Saturday from noon until 3 here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT. You know, speaking of oldies, let's go back to one of those girl groups that was maybe the inspiration for some of these artists.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
We'll be right back.
Nikki and the Corvettes wrapping up that short set of music with Just What I Need, originally released on the Bomp record label. Before that, from 1989, I believe 89, I'm pretty sure, or it was 88, but I'm pretty sure 89, from the pop art album Transvision Vamp with I Want Your Love. And started off the entire set, yeah, went back to the 1960s for the Angels and My Boyfriend's Back, because you know what? He is, and you're going to be in trouble. My name's Paul. If you've got a suggestion for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. This is a program called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you listening. Got an important message to get you at the top of the hour, which is happening pretty much right now.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this hour, we're going to hear from Magic Sam, recorded 1968. Champion Jack Dupree on the piano, as well, from down in New Orleans. And Blind Lemon Jefferson, from Texas, but recording up in Chicago in 1926. It's all coming up on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. And we're going to start it off with a little something from Magic Slim and the Teardrops, from a release called Blue Magic, came out on Blind Pig Records. This is Lonely for Your Love. Magic Slim and the Teardrops here on the Deep Blues Hour. Lonely for your love. Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Rowhouse Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. fine instrumental there from Little Walter, entitled Rocker, recorded 1974 for Chess Records on the album called Confessin' the Blues. Before Little Walter, we heard from Lewis Myers and the Aces, performing at Eli's Club in Chicago about 1948. That song called Bluesy from Lewis Myers. All right, up next, let's hear more from the Chess record label. This is from Elmore James. Here he is from 1961, and Talk to Me, Baby. Elmore James on the Deep Blues Hour.
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Oh! Martin Luther King started something what nobody ever thought one day everybody would be free. The people thought, because the poor black people was begging to be free, looking for freedom, that seemed like it was a crime to some people. Didn't notice it. But the day has come, Martin Luther King said, it would be here one day. And it's here, coming strong all the time. Every country now, the people want to be free, because they're tired of being held down by leaders. When you can do for yourself, you don't have to have no leaders to do it. Or they're looking out for themselves and they do you wrong. So all we want is freedom. That's what the whole world needs, freedom. You know, when the teachers go to teaching children in school, about this piano, instead of telling them to bang on it, they don't have to touch it. Just open this piano and ask them what it means, which you know the children don't know. So you the teacher, and if you don't know yourself, ask somebody. When you open up this piano, you see freedom. You got to tell them it's freedom. You let them know that nobody can play this piano, play the white keys and don't play the black keys. You got to mix all these keys together to make harmony. And that's what the whole world needs all over, to let people know they want harmony. And the world will become to be one. That will be the day. When the lights come on again, all over the world, when I'll be able to shake hands with everybody all over the world. Then I know I'm free. And I know I'll feel all right. I'll say, thank you, God, for these precious years you gave to me. God help the crippled, and somebody help the blind. Oh Lord, the deaf and dumb, raise the people out the bed. Let them walk around the world again. So I say, Lord have mercy, Thank you, God, for this precious years you gave to me.
There you are, champion Jack Dupree, playing the piano, singing about it as well, as a metaphor for freedom. The name of that song is indeed freedom. That's from an album called A Portrait of Champion Jack Dupree. Plus, we also heard from Howlin' Wolf in that last set from Chess Records. That was The Midnight Blues, recorded 1958 from Howlin' Wolf. Up next, let's hear from John Lee Hooker from his release Madman Blues that came out in 1974. This is Walkin' the Boogie.
WRCT in sound from way out. I have an update today to start with about an investigation that many of you have been asking about, going all the way back to at least March of 2021, although maybe further. I remember certainly talking about it in March of 2021. We've known that Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has been under investigation for a number of different possible crimes, including sex trafficking of underage girls. And he lawyered up with some of the best sex crime defense attorneys in the country, quite frankly. We've been expecting crimes to be charged at some point, and then nothing has happened. And many of you have written to me and said, David, what's going on? Now, of course, I know nothing other than what is reported, but we have a new report from the middle of this week that Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend has testified to a grand jury in the sex trafficking probe, suggesting that by all measures, we are getting closer to actual charges against Matt Gaetz. No guarantee, but listen to this report from NBC. Congressman Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend testified Wednesday before a federal grand jury investigating him for sex crimes, a major development that suggests the DOJ may be moving closer to indicting him. The ex-girlfriend, whose name is being withheld to respect her privacy, has been in talks for months with prosecutors about an immunity deal. Can you imagine? His ex-girlfriend may be liable for criminality and wants immunity. Under a possible deal, she would avoid prosecution for obstruction of justice in return for testifying in the investigation into whether Gaetz in 2017 had sex with a 17-year-old female for money and whether months later he and others violated a federal law prohibiting people from transporting others across state lines to engage in prostitution. Legal sources familiar with the case say Gaetz is being investigated for three distinct crimes: sex trafficking the 17-year-old, violating the Mann Act, which prohibits taking women across state lines for prostitution, and obstructing justice. Importantly, Gaetz has not been charged with a crime. Gaetz has denied all accusations, saying he never paid for sex. He never had sex with a minor when he was an adult. He has called the investigation a witch hunt. The attorney for Gaetz's ex-girlfriend, Tim Jansen, declined to comment about the case when he was spotted by a reporter entering a courthouse in Orlando with the client. A Department of Justice spokesman declined comment. Gaetz did not respond to a request for comment. The investigation has lasted more than a year. It started when a former friend and ally of Gaetz, tax collector Joel Greenberg, was charged with a host of crimes, from falsely smearing a political rival as being a pedophile or pedophile, to cheating taxpayers in a cryptocurrency scheme, to sex trafficking the same 17-year-old girl in Gaetz's investigation. Greenberg has agreed to plead guilty and is cooperating with federal investigators. An important aspect of the article here is the serious nature of all of the things Matt Gaetz is being investigated for. Now, we don't know what's going to happen here. This might lead to nothing. It's clearly not over. And it is Matt Gaetz's own ex-girlfriend who ultimately might provide the testimony or might provide part of the testimony. We just don't know yet. that leads to very serious charges against Matt Gaetz. Now, what about removing Matt Gaetz from the House of Representatives if he is charged? You can find a number of different commentaries on this. It is typical that if members of the House are charged with felonies, that they resign. They could be forced out. Although whether the Republican Party would be interested in doing that, particularly if they take over the House of Representatives before charges are brought, if they are, there's a lot of questions here, but very, very serious charges. It's not over. Will he eventually be charged? We just don't know, but we could be just weeks away. And I know we've been saying that for a while. We could.